All right, welcome back to MythBusters, up to myth number 137. Learning Today is sponsored by Michael Nyman, in memory of his wife, Yuta Bas Yaakov, by Gilda Winters, in memory of her father, Meir Aaron ben Avram David, and by Robert Wurzberger, in memory of his mother, Yantik and Bas Elchanan, Tehei Nishmas and Tzuru B'Tzura Chaim. Okay, this was a question posed to me a little bit ago, so getting to it now. And that is one allowed to move their seats at a sports game, move into better seats? It's an age-old question. And it's an important question, a relevant question. Wasn't relevant for me this winter break. I was hoping to get to a game, but wasn't able to. But hopefully in the future. So that is a question. Is one allowed to move down, right? Let's just say, for example, you buy some of the cheaper seats in the upper section. As a game moves on, you notice that there are plenty of open seats in some of the lower sections. For whatever reason, bad game, bad team, bad weather, whatever it is. And you want to know if you can just halachically go down to those seats that you didn't pay for, would that constitute gezeila, some form of theft? So I think we have to do this in two parts. Even two parts is not going to fully do it justice, but I do think we'll be able to come to, say the points out clearly and come to a good conclusion. Okay, so the first question we have to ask ourselves before we even get to is one allowed to move down seats at a sports game? Is one allowed to go to a sports game in the first place? And this might seem like it's a pretty silly question. Obviously, the answer is yes. What is Usher about going to a sports game? But I should point out a tshuva of Rav Moshe Feinstein in Yoredei Chelek Dalet, Simen Yud Aleph, where Rav Moshe says that it is Usher to go to theaters or stadiums with big crowds with non-Jews and some form of entertainment. That would be a violation of A, Bittel Torah, wasting time from learning Torah, and B, the prohibition of gathering or finding ourselves, putting ourselves in a Moshav Leitzim. I guess best this defined as a gathering of jokesters. And that's just not the environment that a Jew is supposed to be in. And it's not, it's not so far-fetched if for anybody who's ever been to a sports game, probably depends maybe on where you're sitting or which fan base we're talking about. I'm not going to call out any cities by name, but really you'll find this in any stadium. You could very well find yourself really in a Moshav Leitzim with a lot of profanity around you, trash talking, fights in the stadium, drinking. Sometimes the side entertainment has some pretzels there. So, again, not so far-fetched to consider a stadium to be an example of a Moshav Leitzim. And that's where Moshe says it would be usher for those two reasons to go there. Nonetheless, Rav Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg says that it is mutter to attend a sports game. He says the idea of a Moshav Leitzim is only if the theater or stadium that you're going to, if the entertainment itself is somehow based around the Avodah Zarah or Pritzis or something else inappropriate. But if the entertainment is parv, it's a sports game. And again, obviously assuming that you yourself, are not surrounded by anything inherently inappropriate when you're sitting there, Ruf Scheinberg says that it would be okay to go. And again, as far as Bittul Torah, we all need a break. Nobody is 24/7 learning here. Everybody knows themselves. We all need our own forms of recreation and relaxation. Certainly to exercise, one could argue, might be better. That's even more productive. But sometimes we just need to relax and chill. And Rav Scheinberg says it's okay. Many Rabbanim I am familiar with have gone to sports games. Inherently speaking, again, you don't want to find yourself in the wrong area because that could be more of a Moshav Leitzim. But strictly speaking, I would feel comfortable, as I know many other Rabbanim would be comfortable with allowing one to attend a sports game. So just getting that out of the way, let's assume that we're going to a sports game. Okay, so now that we're there, the question is, are you allowed to move your seats? So I don't know if I mentioned this already, but this is based on an article of Rav Chaim Jachter in Kol Torah, and really pretty much coming from there, and he addresses both sides of the argument. So there's one major argument in support of moving your seats down, and then there's a lot of arguments against it. So the major argument that would support, that some would suggest could support the idea of moving your seats is based on the Gemara in Bava Kamma Daf Chaf, the idea of Zen Nehene Vezeh Lo Chaser, which means that if you have, let's just take Reuven and Shimon, and Reuven is benefiting from something of Shimon's, Reuven's benefiting from Shimon's property in some way that benefits Reuven, Reuven is benefiting it, and it causes absolutely no loss to Shimon. Okay, without getting into the details of the Gemara, like I said, it's beyond the scope of this video here, but if it causes absolutely no loss to Shimon, even if Reuven didn't ask permission, he benefits in a way that causes no loss to Shimon. Zeh nehenah vezeh lo chaser. So the Gemara says Reuven doesn't owe any money to Shimon. Shimon can't claim, can't charge Reuven for benefiting on his behalf. Probably this is based on the concept of kofin al midas stom, that we don't want to be like the people of Stom. If I can help somebody in a way that causes me, like I said, no loss, I should do it, and I shouldn't look to charge him. So a classic contemporary example would be if I'm giving someone a ride home from a wedding, from school, from work, from something, and it causes me no loss. I'm not going out of my way. You know, he's just going to get out of my house. He'll walk home the rest of the way. So no extra tax, gas, no extra tolls. I'm causing him no loss. I really can't charge him because of this idea Zenon Mazel Chaser in Kofin Al Midas Stom. So too, maybe you'll say here, look, I'm benefiting because I'm going down to these seats. It's clearly better for me the last few innings or the last couple quarters of this game. There's no loss to the owners. They're not selling these seats in the third quarter of the sixth inning. So shouldn't this be an example of Zen Nehene Vezel Ochaser, Kofin Al Midas Stom, and therefore I should be allowed to benefit in a way that causes no loss to the sports team's owner, and that should be permissible. Okay, so that's part one. That would be the argument four.